Patient name, Kathy Henson, spelled H-E-N-S-O-N. Date of birth, 8-16-46. Date of service, 3-23-22. This is a 75-year-old female patient here with complaint of right hand pain. Apparently, earlier this morning, several hours ago, she was closing a gate by her garage, and she got her hand slammed in between the gate mechanism. There was no laceration. There is no external bleeding. She does have a obvious hematoma on that right hand at the moment. She is here for evaluation today. She tells me there's not much pain. She doesn't have any limitation of range of motion in moving her fingers or her hand or making a grip. It does feel, she states, a bit tight, however. Period. New paragraph. No other issues brought forth. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, activity intolerance. She maintains her normal activities in normal form and fashion. No other symptoms or issues verbalized to me. She is under care of her normal PCP as well. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure, 159 over 98. Pulse, 85. Respiration, 16. Temperature, 98.1. Oxygenation, 98%. Current weight, 144. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, Mucinex, NyQuil, Metformin, Simvastatin. She also takes vitamin B and vitamin D. Also takes Omeprazole and zinc. She does not remember the doses of these medications. Medical history, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux. By way of medical history, she does have prior history of shingles. Period, new paragraph. Hypertension, period, new paragraph. Surgical history, negative. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, new paragraph. Of special note, patient returns to her primary care physician in another week for follow-up. Apparently, she recently obtained blood work, period. At that time, I would want her and have advised her to follow up on blood pressure evaluation and possible medication. She will pursue this with her primary care physician, period, new paragraph. X-rays today show no anomaly, no fracture, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well nourished, well developed, well groomed, no acute distress, H-E-E-N-T, unremarkable, neck soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs, clear to auscultation, period, new paragraph. Examination of the right hand, obvious hematoma on the dorsal surface of the distal right hand, extending approximately half of an inch down the middle digits, period, new paragraph. She does not have any pain to palpation. Period, new paragraph. She is able to extend and retract all fingers and make a fist. She does have some tightness when she tries to make a fist. However, no acute pain. Period, new paragraph. Once again, X-ray of that right hand negative. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Contusion and blunt force trauma to the right hand dorsal surface. The hematoma will naturally diminish over time. We will wrap it for protection with an ACE bandage. She will monitor for improvement. At this time, I don't feel it is necessary to drain the hematoma. It will progressively diminish as time goes by. If this is not the case, I've asked her to return to clinic for follow-up. Patient understands plan of care. She returns to clinic as needed.